This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Search and rescue teams in Taiwan are trying to reach dozens of people still trapped under debris following yesterday's strong earthquake. That quake killed at least 9 people and injured hundreds more as buildings collapsed or were damaged. The U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake had a magnitude of 7.4 and was the strongest to hit the island in a quarter century. NPR's Bobby Allen says more than 90% of the world's advanced computer chips are made in Taiwan.
The powerful earthquake's epicenter was off the island's east coast, and the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company's hub is closer to the west coast, some 90 miles away. Still, the tremor forced brief evacuations in some of the company's chip factories, known as fabs. A company spokesperson said some of the delicate equipment used to make chips was affected, but no major damage was sustained. Taiwan's chips power everything from dishwashers to fighter jets. iPhones, laptops, Teslas, and AI services like ChatGPT rely on Taiwanese chips. Experts say any major disruption to chip production on the island could throw the entire global economy into chaos. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Israel's military chief says Israeli forces made a mistake when they hit a convoy of vehicles carrying aid workers in Gaza this week, as NPR's Aya Batraoui reports.
They say they were misidentified and thought that they were hostile targets. The World Central Kitchen said it coordinated closely with the Israeli military. They agreed on the route. All the coordinates were given to the Israelis. Their vehicles were clearly marked. The UN humanitarian coordinator for the territory makes the point that this is not an isolated incident. Jamie McGoldrick says, as of March 20th, at least 196 humanitarian aid workers have been killed in Gaza since the start of the war October 7th, when Hamas launched its attack on Israel.
That's NPR's Aya Batraoui reporting. The airstrike killed 7 people working with the World Central Kitchen. The group and other humanitarian organizations have suspended operations in Gaza for now. President Biden is expected to speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today about the war with Hamas and the deaths of aid workers in Gaza. That's according to a U.S. official familiar with the plans. The White House issued a statement after the Israeli airstrike, saying the president was outraged and heartbroken over the deaths of the 7 aid workers and called for a thorough and transparent investigation. Israeli officials have pledged to do that. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told his Israeli counterpart the airstrike raises U.S. concerns about Israel's plans to launch a ground offensive in Rafah. That's where more than 1 million Palestinians have sought refuge from the fighting. The National Weather Service says areas of New England will have more than 1 foot of fresh snow on the ground by tonight. The region's getting hit by a spring snowstorm. This is NPR News from Washington. The governor of Kentucky is reporting 1 death from Tuesday's severe storms there. They spawned at least 5 tornadoes in the Bluegrass State, leaving damage in several counties. The storms are blamed for 1 death in northern Oklahoma as well. A federal judge in Pennsylvania has dismissed an effort by a nonprofit in Philadelphia to open a supervised drug injection site. As Nicole Leonard with member station WHYY reports, federal law bans such sites across the U.S.
Supervised injection or safe consumption sites allow people to use drugs under the supervision of professionals who can intervene to prevent fatal overdoses. Philadelphia nonprofit Safe House argued that its plan to operate a site is protected from federal drug laws on religious grounds because the Judeo-Christian-based motivations of its board members to save lives is at the core of its mission. But a federal judge has rejected this argument, which means Safe House's operations would not be shielded from federal drug laws. The decision is a major blow to supporters of such sites in Philadelphia. Centers in other parts of the country remain vulnerable to federal prosecution in the absence of any legal exemption. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Leonard in Philadelphia.
The Powerball lottery jackpot is nearing $1.25 billion. Officials say nobody won the top prize in last night's drawing. The jackpot now ranks as an all-time top 10 lottery prize in the U.S. The odds of winning are said to be roughly 1 in 292 million. Dow futures are up 86 points this morning. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.